All right, so last time we were here, you guys asked like, oh, Hero, we want to see your interview process. So I'm doing a round two right now, right? I'm going to be doing a round two interview with the team now. And they told me to be prepared to answer some questions and be have some questions available. So I'm going to hit them with some fucking bangers, you feel me? I'm going to hit them with some bangers, some polite bangers. I want to make sure that they got their toes underneath them. Make sure that they're capable, ready individuals. And as much as, like I always say, like as much as this interview process is for you or them, you're interviewing these assholes too, man. You want to make sure that, you know, these people are just as competent as you are and make sure that you're not walking into a toxic situation. This interview, the first round interview went really well. I talked with the hiring manager first, which is kind of a weird thing, because if you're talking to the hiring manager first, means that he has a lot of frontline activity going on for himself. Makes me wonder, like, you know, why come you don't have other people to handle this for you? Why don't you have other people doing this for you? So I wanted to go live real quick. We'll talk about it. I rushed here. I got on my nerd shirt still. And just have a super casual conversation with the team. It's going to be five people. I don't know if there's going to be any technical questions asked. I do have all of my code stuff open, and maybe I could talk intelligently about it. The question, but I think it's more so of like a vibe. It's a vibe check. Make sure we're a good fit. Make sure everyone likes how we're living and how we're doing things together and all of that. But, you know, it's neither here or there. The ultimate goal, the ultimate objective is to make sure that we have everything lined up. So we'll start that in 8 minutes. All right, we're about to get started. I'm already in the meeting, so I'm just... You can stream, but consider muting yourself. You won't be able to hear them. And since it's just a vibe check, I think, especially since I'm going to be the one asking the questions for the team, I want people to hear this, because this was something we talked a lot about in our Discord. Like, what is it like to handle interviews and stuff like that? And how do you handle interview anxiety? So, like, I don't want to be defeatist of the purpose sort of behind this. And I know that this is around two. It's a company I feel real good with.
How do you handle a business partner who is upset or being critical of our company because of the way a business transaction turned out? Do you find yourself wanting to avoid tough conversations?
No, that's a great question. Thanks for that. When you're dealing with a team or you're dealing with a vendor that seems to be giving you or presenting you with difficult situations, I think you got to get down to the core issue of what they're trying to get. Because whatever that issue is, say, for example, this not quality data, data arriving on not arriving on time, or not having adequate access to that data, there's a keynote underlying issue that is making them upset. And while their aggression towards you might seem personal, we all understand that this is very much so business, and it's so important for you not to engage in a sort of personal take. This person has no beef or vendetta against me. They are out here trying to save one of their patients' lives, and they believe an inadequacy on our side or their side without them knowing is causing that delay in healthcare. And when that happens, it becomes very clear that their level of emotion and passion about the situation is actually something to be admired. For you to have the sort of goals to speak up so proficiently and so proudly about a thing that you're seeing that's not being done correctly should bring about a sense of pride, a sense of urgency for you to try and get your patients to the best quality healthcare you can. And if the data we have is the thing that's stopping them from doing that, then I could definitely understand the urgency and sort of vigor that comes with their a hostile vendor. But it's never to be taken personal. And, you know, I think certain people are built to handle those conversations. I think certain people are not necessarily okay with being talked down to, in a sense. But it's never personal with me, so I would have no issue handling someone who would come to me in a hostile manner, as long as their hostility is because of their passion for wanting to help a patient. No, thank you. Like, I'll tell this, I'll say it straight up. I always want to work with people who I feel I could leave my mother's life in their hands, right? If I'm working with someone who doesn't strike me as a person who would take care of me if something happened, I could definitely see someone's wanting to pause, right? Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. No, that was a great question.
How would you handle a coworker that is not pulling their weight without seeming hostile?
Another great question. There's a lot of hostility questions here. Are you guys okay over there? Blink. Everyone should blink twice if everyone's safe over there. It was Zach. Are you blinking? Is Zach the reason why you guys don't blink? No, that's a great question. That's a great question. So, how do I handle a coworker who seems not to be carrying their weight load? Especially after the pandemic, at least in my leadership style, I noticed that there was a drastic drop in production, and it wasn't because people couldn't do their job. It wasn't because they didn't have the tools. I think just people were in such a rush to get back to work or prove their value in this very, like, everyone's looking at the tech industry right now and saying all these cuts, and everyone wants to put as much on their plate as to maintain their role and position, that they really didn't assess if they could, not necessarily if they should. And I think whenever you have a situation where a coworker, a peer, a superior, or someone that you're over has difficulties keeping up with their work, it kind of speaks to how their work management, load management, one of your high performing skill set people, if they, you can't expect them to kind of maintain themselves. It's like having a star athlete and they're hurt or injured. They're not going to sit out. They want to play. They want to be in the game. They want to be where the noise is. And that's the same thing with high performing employees. They want to be where the work is. They want to get things done. No one wakes up in the morning and says, I don't want to do this anymore. And if that is their sentiment, then, we can talk about how we can get them to an exit strategy. But for most people, I find they bite off more than they can chew. And I think the best way to handle that situation is sort of being their dietitian, helping them understand their schedule, what they need, how much of it they need, and managing that, not necessarily them. So that way you understand what has to come and what's to go. So as a manager, if I understand that, hey, we have 12 data set reports that are going to need to be turned in at the top of the month, every month, then I need to start drizzling that out in the previous months or even previous months to make sure that we have an adequate amount of time, because our schedule shouldn't be dictated on the what ifs of someone's personal workload, because ad hoc requests happen left and right. I mean, you can get 12 ad hoc requests for an emergency that's coming from the top VPs, and you have a weekly report due, right? So my ability to roll my sleeves up and get my hands dirty is paramount. It's fundamental. So I think that's the same approach I'll take. There has to be a we help everyone get to the next level. Like, if one of us struggles, we all struggle. So it would be imperative for us to make sure that everyone is on the same page.
That is a great answer. Zach said you were nice with it.
I told Zach, don't doubt me. I told Zach, don't doubt me. No, it was a great question. Thank you so much.
When you have a bad day, how do you handle it?
When, okay. So for me, I think this is going to be a very go-to answer, but I think we all have gym memberships. I am very proficient at lifting very heavy things and gently putting them down. I think I take great pride in my ability to create content. I think another thing that I really enjoy doing is spending quality time with my family, coming home and being able to sit down and look at the faces of the people that really believe in me and take value in me is probably one of the easiest way to recharge my battery. And if you're feeling very generous, a plate of sushi on Friday goes a long way. Absolutely. A plate of sushi goes a long way on a Friday. Yes.
Now, here are my three questions for the team.
Yeah, my questions kind of revolve around three major topics, and we've kind of covered them with me, so I would love to hear the opposite version too. So these are some questions, right? So if someone walked up to you and said, "Man, Hero has been an amazing hire. I'm so happy he's on board. He was able to do blank for us within 30 days," what would that blank be? No, that's great. That's great. I think we have alignment there. I think we have a certain level of understanding about what we want and that idea. And I think those are very much so achievable goals in the first 30 days. I think that's something that someone could easily do in the first 30 days if they had their mindset on it and had the proper skill set. All right, and I guess like the next question I want to ask is, I'm coming to a team that is going to have 24 people on their team on your roster right now. You guys have done a lot of hiring in the last 2 years. In fact, I believe 30% of your team has come in the last 2 years, which is significant growth, but is also commendable. So congratulations on your onboarding process and your ability to maintain talent for so long. Some of you guys have been here for 5 to 10 years. In my eyes, I see you as SME, subject matter experts, seniors, mid to senior level technicians, data analysis, data engineers, software engineers. Why do you feel the need to reach outside of the organization to bring on more support and, more importantly, leadership support? And you got to understand, hopefully this question isn't too invasive, but hearing something like that, it does send off a red flag in my mind, knowing that you've been with the team for 10 years, but you see yourself wanting to be on the front line. Is it that you just never had a passion for leadership, or do you feel like the leadership role wasn't something that you were developed to do here? Do you believe that you have leadership development roles or training that would make it easier for you? Because I do agree, someone who's just because you have tenure at a position doesn't mean that you are actually adequate for leadership. I am a firm believer that you need to build up actual leadership skills in order to be a leader. So you believe that you have gotten enough support to warrant someone being moved to position? You just have more of a passion for it. And I completely understand that. Some people enjoy being able to roll up their sleeve and get the work done. I think I definitely have that propensity in me. I would like to be in those late sessions, but mostly because I want to be able to say that it's important for me to understand the people's work, the work of people that I will be managing, especially from a data analytics position or a sight line. You guys are the experts. You guys will be the source of truth. And also, I will be bolstering reiterating the data that you provide me because, once again, we hired you guys to do XYZ. I am just here to add clearance and leverage to your data sets and probably give us some more inspired ways to manipulate data to be more useful to our vendors, right? Like, overall, we want to be able to set ourselves apart from other data providers. And I think the standard of data production is what does that. Data quality is everything. We're learning that very quickly in the artificial intelligence realm, how all of this data is being reused and recycled, but quality data isn't being quality data will be the difference between language models learning and language models just being able to give us a very watered down, uncooked version of results. No, I appreciate you guys diving into detail. As far as you're concerned, I'm a odd man out, and I'm not really somebody who's part of your inner circle, so I appreciate the transparency and the candid answers. I think the last question I have kind of floats in the face of just work-life balance. Can you talk a little bit about what it means for you to have work-life balance? You've been at the company for 10 years. How do you feel the work-life balance is handled for you? I think, and once again, it's one of those models where if it works for you guys, that's absolutely great. Once again, you guys are high-performing employees. I'm only here to make sure that you have the tools necessary to do the job that you are being asked of, but more importantly, to remove bottlenecks and get people who might be in your way out of your way, right? And also, you know, make little suggestions here and there. We want to be able to evolve the way that we respond to data requests, and we want to be able to evolve the way that we respond to data engineering as a whole. So, yeah, I'm totally on the side of you guys for that. Absolutely. Yeah, that covers all the questions I had. And I appreciate you guys putting thought into those questions. I know they seemed a little bit daunting and might be a little bit out of left field. But I, like I said, this is a process for me to get to learn about you guys as much as it is for you, you guys to learn about me. So that's how you do it. That's how you do it. Always get the next plans, next steps. That's how you do it. We out of here. Ugh. Oh, that went well. Ugh. I felt stiff. It's definitely because of this fucking shirt. All right, I'm giving you guys a sample into my OnlyFans. Don't tell my family and my friends. Ugh.